The National Marine Fisheries Service published a Federal Register notice October 9th for a proposed rule to designate critical habitat for some populations of humpback whales. Those include whales listed as threatened that winter in Mexico and spend part of their year in southeast Alaska. Assemblymember Bob Lynn thought the rule could have wide impacts, starting with those who crab and gillnet.
I really do believe we need to have a meeting here in Petersburg and let them describe what effects that has on our population. I'm very adamant we need to do that because it's not very specific. But it also affects power lines. It affects a lot of our businesses here in town, in addition, like our fisheries processors and a few other folks, too.
The mayor and assembly were in agreement on this topic. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci wanted to request a hearing here as well.
With all the fishermen that we have in Petersburg and Wrangell, it would only be right to have it here. I mean, if we think that the sea otters are going to impact the fisheries in southeast Alaska, the possibility of designating critical habitat for humpback whales here is going to be tough. And it's not just fishermen. It's people who have the whale viewing things that go on, the Marine Mammal Center. This has a big chance to impact this community.
Mucci wanted to send a letter to the federal agency requesting the hearing and keeping the congressional delegation informed, and the vote was unanimous to do so. The federal agency in 2016 decided to revise its species listing for humpbacks under the Endangered Species Act. That rule removed protections for the species throughout its range, but determined that portions of the population in the Pacific are still endangered or threatened. This rule attempts to designate parts of the ocean that are essential to that conservation. Such a determination could impact everything from fisheries to vessel traffic to dredging and Forest Service activities. The proposed rule estimates the Mexican humpback population numbers just over 2,800. The Fisheries Service identifies the primary threat is entanglement in fishing gear in Washington, Oregon, and California. It also notes that ships colliding with humpbacks are also a threat to their numbers. The comment deadline on the proposed rule is December 9th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.